I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Cecile Lipworth. She's managing director of V-Day, the global movement to end violence against women, and Isabel Ribe of the Adelante program here in Santa Fe. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you, especially since we are talking about something that's very interesting that's coming up this Sunday at 3 to 5. It's the State of Female Justice in New Mexico, featuring many speakers who were talking about this particular topic. What's it all about?
Thanks. Well, thank you for having us on the show, Mary Charlotte. So the State of Female Justice in New Mexico is a lead-up event to the 2014 1 Billion Rising for Justice that will take place again next February. And based on last year's enormous success, in which 207 countries participated in 1 Billion Rising, we really wanted to take the issue down to a deeper level of investigating and looking at the real issues that affect violence against women, like poverty, like immigration, like homelessness. What happens at those levels that really influence and impact violence against women, rather than looking at fixing with a Band-Aid the issue of violence against women?
Now, you are with the Adelante program, Isabel. What is that all about?
The Santa Fe Public Schools Adelante program serves children, teens, and their families experiencing homelessness.
And so you are, how are you working with them?
I see people in the office. I run a women's co-op. I also am the liaison at Ortiz Middle School. So a whole variety of things.
And so in this whole question of what are the factors that affect violence against women in New Mexico, what are you seeing, women and girls?
Yeah, well, we see that a lot of families become homeless as a result of domestic violence. Often they leave the home and go to Esperanza shelter, or they try to make a go of it on their own. Sometimes they end up in Santa Fe having fled their abusive partner from another state or even from another country.
Really? There's people from other countries who've fled abusive males, presumably, and who end up in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Primarily from Mexico. That's actually a big cause behind immigration.
Is that right? Good heavens. That's an untold story. I mean, obviously it's told among the communities where people know each other, but there needs to, ladies and gentlemen, documentary filmmakers out there, step forward.
Well, I think that's also just really a deep part of it, Mary Charlotte, is that we're trying to show Santa Fe specifically right now with this Sunday event that there's such deeper issues that sometimes we're not aware of here in Santa Fe. We work on a very peripheral level on the issue of violence against women, or we're aware of it, not that we work on it. There are many groups like Adelante who work on a much deeper level of the effects of violence against women and the effects of poverty and homelessness and immigration. And that's really what we're trying to do. I wouldn't say it's untold stories, but sometimes they're just buried stories.
Right, exactly. Well, and all of these things feed into each other because, of course, I mean, as you just mentioned, Isabel, violence can cause immigration, and immigration can lead to poverty, and poverty can lead to homelessness, and that to hunger, and that to Lord knows what else. And so these connections are something that will presumably be made, especially among the many amazing people who are doing this discussion on Sunday.
Yeah, we really are trying to make those connections. We have, you know, the Women in Prison Project, the Women's Justice Project coming. We've got Southwestern Law Center participating, pioneers who will talk, Nina Simon, who will really talk about the issue of environmental injustice and how that also impacts women, both globally and locally here. And I think we've got a woman who will represent the Transgender Resource Center and how violence against transgender women is higher among the LGBTQ community than any other violence towards women.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I think there is the interconnectedness, and the interconnectedness really needs us to look at the systemic changes we need to make and not the, as I said before, not these sort of peripheral changes, but really look at how the systems need to change to serve.
What are some of those ways that systems need to change?
Man, that's a really big question. It's sort of hard for me to answer because the causes of violence against women, the causes of injustice are such huge problems, and they have such a, as we said, systemic background that it's really hard to pinpoint one area. One thing I would say, though, is just on a policy level, a law level, it's really easy to point to, you know, like there was, we talk about creating space for women who have been raped or assaulted so that legally they would have time off from work to deal with that assault. You know, creating visas for women who have been escaping domestic violence or experienced a sexual assault or a rape. Those kinds of policy and legal assistances can very much affect people's lives.
I think there's definitely the policy piece, which is an important piece to put the laws in place that support the work that women are doing. And then there's also the bigger piece of revolution. I think we're at that point of revolution where people want to really stand up to this, the patriarchy, to the systemic ways that we've been working with, and say, you know what, that no longer serves us. How do we look at something different? And I'm not saying we have the answer to that yet, but how can we look at something that's different to what we've been doing that's not working for us?
Yeah, I mean, the word revolution means a different thing every generation. And I think a lot of what we see changing, if we're lucky, is attitudes.
Mm-hmm. That's a great, exactly, changing attitudes. And I think that's the start of it. Like, how do we have people start understanding the deeper impact of it, and then their attitudes begin to change, and then the revolution starts happening. Then they go and fight for the policy changes to happen in the legal systems.
I saw a video online the other day in which a whole bunch of kids, I mean, maybe a dozen kids or so, aged 5 to 13, were shown two different videos of, one was of a gay man, one was of a gay woman, very dramatically and on video and with music and all sorts of things, doing a marriage proposal, and what their responses were to that. And they were asked all sorts of questions about how they felt about this and that. And it was absolutely stunning when I think about how these children responded compared to how I or any of my peers would have responded when we were that age. I don't know that we all even knew what the word gay meant at the age of 7 or 10 or whatever. These children's responses were so interesting and sophisticated and by and large completely accepting, like, this is the norm now. But I thought, you know, this is the revolution.
Yeah, the revolution has to start young. And I think, Isabel, you work with lots of youth and teens. Mm-hmm. You see that, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that a lot of the youth that we work with at Adelante are very much aware of these systemic issues and global issues that affect their everyday life. We have some real rock star kids in this town who are just brilliant and, you know, taking their experiences growing up in poverty and growing up with homelessness into their lives in a very powerful way.
And we're very excited because one of the young women that Isabel's been working with will actually be telling her story. Actually, two women that Isabel's worked with, but will be telling their story on Sunday at the event, at this community conversation, I'd like to call it, where we can all come and really talk about the issue. But we will have these panelists speaking as well, and these storytellers.
So it's $1 billion Rising for Justice in Santa Fe, the New Mexico Women and Girls Network, and the Santa Fe University of Art and Design presenting The State of Female Justice in New Mexico. It's Sunday, the 17th of November, from 3 to 5 at Tipton Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And it will be featuring Isabel Ribe, who is with the Adelante program, and Cecile Lipworth is with V-Day, and many other wonderful speakers. I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. If anybody wants more information, what do they do? 1billionrising.org?
They can go to 1billion, which is the global website. If they want to contact us locally and they're on Facebook, they can go to 1billionrising Santa Fe, and that's O-N-E, Billion Rising,
right,
not the number. And they can also email me at cecile@vday.org. That's C-E-C-I-L-E.
At vday.org. Cecile and Isabel, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.